Heavenly Father, good to stop for weeks, take some intentional time to focus on you, your goodness, the foundation you are, and to be aligned a little more and more with your good, pleasing, and perfect will. You teach us here this morning, Holy Spirit, not just teach us, but transform us, bring about an adjustment in our lives that matters and helps us live more freely and lightly in the abundant eternal life you've made possible. Yeah, you indeed are the cornerstone. Help us build upon you in your name. Amen. Well, good morning to each and every one of you here this morning. I've been asked some very good questions throughout my life. One of them being, why? That can also be a really annoying question, right? As we've raised children, it can be, repeat it over and over. But why can be a really good question, too. Why are you doing that? And I think, actually, in regards to parenting, as our kids getting older, we need to answer that even when they're not asking that. Right? Coach them. Here's why we're doing this, so they understand the reasoning behind it. When they're really young, good luck explaining the why to a two-year-old. But some of those questions can really be thought-provoking, can help us live very intentionally and actually pursue goals, because a goal pursued over time, we can actually realize it and achieve something. And not just become scattered doing whatever else, right? Us as ministry leaders, we should be, why are we doing this? How does this help us achieve what God's calling us to achieve and to do and to become and everything else? Another question I've been asked that can be thought-provoking, but what do you see? What do you see in this scenario? Actually, I'd like two volunteers to come on forward. Really simple task I'm going to ask you to do. So not two. Sure. Come on up. Another bold person. Doesn't matter what age. It's just a simple task I'm going to have you do. This is such a willing participant here. There we get the brothers up here. The sharp brothers. All right. I'll have David go over that side. Dan, you can stay on this side. Actually, if you can step forward for a minute there. Yeah, even where you are, right up to the front of the stage. You're going to come over to this thing. You can face that way for now, but you will do it in a moment. You're just going to quickly flip up the cover. There's two covers. Flip it up. See what's under there. Slam it shut. And then I'll have David come over to this side, and he'll look at a different thing. As soon as you see what it is, flip it shut. Okay? And then, David, you come over this side. You flip it up as quick as you can. Flip it. There you go. Now come to the mic. Well, I'm going to count to three. You tell everybody what you saw. Come right up to the mic. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we got a sharp brothers, smart brothers. All right, thanks. You guys can sit down. Way to ruin the image. No, just. This is what they saw. But from the other perspective. And sometimes it's as simple as that. We just haven't seen from our perspective. Is there along with that question, what do you see? What do you currently see going on? What's in the scenario? Is a follow-up question, is there a different way of looking at this? And we all struggle with that, to hear a perspective that's different than our own, right? They could have come up here and had a little fight about that, about whether it's a 6 or a 9. Seems it's such a simple scenario, he figured it out, that it can be interpreted either way. But most of life is much more complicated than that one simple squirrely line. And so is there a different way of thinking about this? And I want to look at that. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to do more of that, just questioning our perspective, than I am going to give you answers this morning. I'm going to bring up more things that are more things to ponder than they are, oh, this is the answer for this. This passage is huge. I want to bring up one more question before we get right into it. I've also been asked, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in your life? Maybe you want to think about that for a moment. My response one time was, what's the biggest mistake I've ever made? I mean, you know, which one's bigger? But my response once was, have I ever made? Well, actually, that's pretty presumptuous of the person asking me that I just think that I've already achieved it. I've got another 20, 40, maybe 60 years. Well, that might be pushing it. 20 or 40 years on this planet. I could make a bigger mistake yet. Have you made your biggest mistake in life? What if you could prevent it? I think some of this thinking that we're going to do this morning could help us prevent it. A future mistake, or one maybe we're already making. As we gain a different perspective, we look at something that maybe we thought we understood to some degree, but maybe we've been missing something. See, this section in Ephesians, we're in Ephesians 5, we're going to start in 21 and go to 6:9. Way too much scripture to cover in one passage, in one service, but we'll do it anyways. And this verse, if we go on a slide there, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. It ends the previous section, which is in general about how do we live out our identity, right? This whole identity series, living in our identity, understanding what that is, and living it out specifically. It ends that previous section that we talked about last week, but it also introduces what we're going to talk about today. And it says, now apply that. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ in specific relationships. So it really transitions into, okay, let's look at three specific relationships. So these specific relationships are husbands and wives. That's covered in 5:22-33. Again, a very generous amount of information and thought-provoking stuff there. Take it home, read it later. Beginning of 6 covers parents and children a little bit for a couple verses, 1-4, and then masters and slaves in 5-9. Few passages in Scripture have been so misunderstood from at least my perspective and taught in a misunderstood way, even within church and evangelicalism and etc. I think we're shifting and we're having a much broader view and a more consistent view with the whole of Scripture that in the corner there, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ is foundational to this. It's not just what came before it. It absolutely changes what's going on. So let's first consider some of what's going on here a little bit big picture as we look at husbands and wives, parents and children, masters and slaves. But it's much more about submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. It's much more about living Christianly in the context that they're in. Living Christianly out of a new identity rather than a fallen nature on the next slide. And that's key. It's much more about that, living Christianly out of a new identity rather than out of a fallen nature. Let me explain what I mean a little bit here.
Thank you. both tried to